Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Nevada has ended its mask mandate effective immediately. That move aligns with recent decisions to end mask mandates in other Democratic-led states, including Pennsylvania, Delaware, Oregon, and Connecticut, as the Omicron surge has been receding in much of the country. New Jersey announced this week it will end its school mask mandate on March 7th, but Education Secretary Miguel Cardona says it's too early for kids to go unmasked at school. Many parents and health experts think it's time. For more, we're joined by New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy. Governor, welcome to Here and Now.
Good to be with you, Celeste. Thanks for having me.
Well, you said Monday that you're ending mask mandates in schools because the Omicron surge has passed and COVID rates are dropping. Were there specific metrics that you were looking for before you made this decision?
Yes. I mean, as we have been throughout the pandemic, a whole range of them. Let me back up and say New Jersey and New York were hit first in all of the waves of COVID, and Omicron was no exception. But unlike the other waves, which had long sloping ups and then long sloping downs, this thing went up like a rocket ship and is coming down just as fast. So when you look at a rate of transmission, which as I sit and speak with you today, falling positivity rates, decreasing cases, hospitalizations, in-school transmission, more penetration in our vaccination program, the expectation that the under five-year-olds will soon be eligible. We put a four-week runway on this, so it's going to be effective March 7th. We have a little bit better weather alternative then for ventilation. It was the combination of all of those factors that led us to this decision.
You are leaving it up to school districts, though, to decide if they want to keep mask mandates in place in their schools or if they might reinstate them at some point. Any concern that there could be conflict in individual districts or school boards, as we've seen in other counties and other school districts?
Yeah, we've had some of that in New Jersey, but we haven't had it nearly to the extent other places have had it. Not to be political, but it is a fact that this is largely, if not entirely, red states. There's a backwards way of doing this. And I think a smarter way. The backwards way is you've got some states that have banned masks in schools and challenged districts to sue them to overturn for their district. I think that's the backward way to deal with the public health reality. I think we've got the right approach. I'm not patting myself on the back, but the fact of the matter is you should intelligently, responsibly, safely make the decision at some point, in our case in the future, to lift that mandate, but give both districts the right to extend it, or alternatively, be very clear that anyone, an educator, a child, a staff member that chooses to wear a mask for whatever reason must not be bullied or stigmatized. And we need to be very tough on that, and we will be.
Why do you think masks in particular have become such a flashpoint? I mean, you mentioned some of the intensity of some of the fights that have occurred, especially in red states. Why has that happened?
Donald Trump. It's not any more complicated than that. And I give him a lot of his administration. We work closely with him. A lot of credit for being there for us in our darkest moments, for developing, along with obviously scientists and companies, and building on decades of public health investment, developing those vaccines. But the president at the time politicized mask wearing, and that is a scourge that we live with. It never should have happened. And unfortunately, lives have been put at risk and sadly lost, including in New Jersey. So that's the root cause. And I hope someday we'll get through this and we'll get all this stuff behind us. But we're not there yet.
Now, the messaging coming from the federal government is different. The CDC has kept mask guidelines in place. Do you think that might be confusing for people?
Listen, we have been among, if not the most adherent American states as it relates to the CDC, and we have enormous respect for them. But Omicron is different. We got hit first. It goes straight up, and then it comes straight down. That's not the case in every American state. So the CDC is a much more complex reality. It's got to give guidance for the entirety of the country. And there are a lot of states that are behind us, some that are ahead of us in terms of the recession of this variant, but there are many that are behind us. So I can fully appreciate why they are where they are, But our reality is so meaningfully different than the average reality right now. We felt we had the not just the ability, but the responsibility to take this step.
You have left the door open to reimposing a mask mandate. What would it take for you to do that?
You have to leave all options on the table. It would be a meaningful, comprehensive deterioration in the data and the data streams that we look at. And that would include cases, hospitalizations, positivity rates skyrocketing, rates of transmission skyrocketing. I'm not a health expert, but I spend most of my life talking with and hearing from health experts. It does really feel like we are on that road. We are in transition right now from a pandemic to an endemic. In other words, we're not declaring victory, but we are saying this is not going away, but we can responsibly live our normal lives in its midst. And I think we're in that transition as we speak.
I mean, I will say, though, I mean, fully vaccinated and boosted, but having a vaccination doesn't, you know, protect me from getting COVID. It just protects me from probably dying from it, right? I personally don't feel comfortable not having a mask on when I'm indoors. I wonder, are you going to continue to wear a mask?
It will depend, and it has depended on some very specific factors. So we do not have a sustained a mask mandate. We have it in schools, but not more broadly. We strongly recommend it. Folks say, well, what does that mean? Give us a situation. I think it's when you're indoors and you are tightly packed and you are with a group of people whose vaccination status is not knowable to you. I think either you don't go in that room or you wear a mask. There'll be some day, I suspect, and I'm not sure when that will be, where even that will probably not be needed. But that's the sort of environment that I say to people, I'm still careful.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. Governor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.